Hello and welcome to the Croft and Warrior podcast, the only podcast with a detective, a child, and a delusional pothead. I'm your host, Jack. This year's one-act season was quite the roller coaster. For all those who don't know, one-act is NSAA's play production, consisting of, you guessed it, only one act. Crofton's play this year, Too Many Detectives at the Murder Mansion by Ian McWethy, did pretty well, I'd say. We performed at Oakland Craigs Festival and got some great feedback, then promptly took second place at Mid-States Conference. The season came to a close when we finished second place at Districts to Lutheran High Northeast. The guest today are two other seniors who have been in one act for all 4 years.
Hoorah.
Grant Schieffer and Hunter Baby Tar Lil Tar HTH Tar Lilfoot Tar.
Anything but my real name.
Hello. How's it going?
It's pretty good.
I'm chilling.
Great. Wonderful to hear. Well, one act season is over.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wah, wah. Mm-hmm. Sad times. But, you know, I think it was a good season.
I think we cooked this season. To be honest with you.
Do you think so?
I would say.
How would you compare this year's play to other years' play?
I personally, of our 4 years, think it was our best, but we just had harder competitions.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think there was a lot more acting on stage from other actors. Overall, I think everyone just did better acting this year. I feel like it's a lot more well-rounded this year than the past years.
We did have a very well-rounded cast, Grant.
I definitely feel like I did better this year than in past years, just acting-wise.
Yeah. How do you think that we've been in this for 4 years. Baby Tar, you were tech crew freshman year.
Indeed, yes, I was.
But how do you think that you've grown in your anything that happens to do with one act, so like your acting or just anything that's around it, how do you think you've grown in that since freshman year?
I think, personally, I would consider myself, my sophomore and junior year, I wasn't a good actor in my eyes. And I don't know, I feel like the switch flipped and I was just like, became a lot better at acting this year. I mean, in my eyes, I feel like I've grown.
What do you think did that for you?
I think being a senior, realizing my time's limited here, I was like, I got to give it my all.
Oh, yeah.
I think also it was also a fact of like, I really don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give it all on my character.
That's a good one to have. Grant, how do you think you've grown and changed?
I've definitely gotten a lot more confidence in like my own ability and also just adding in random stuff to make it funnier.
You're the MVP of that.
I mean, Baby Tar, your bit of the closing the eyes and screaming.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
That actually, props to Hanson. She recommended it in the first place.
Miss Hanson.
She was like, she's seen another show or another school do the same exact show.
Really?
And that kid improvised that. And she told me, you should try it. And I did it.
You should try to cover your eyes and scream bloody murder.
Yeah. She said three times specifically.
Three times?
Scream three times specifically.
Like that?
And then Darren ripped my hands off.
That's what's your favorite bit from the show?
The screaming.
The screaming?
Yeah.
You think?
That or me throwing the pillow at Batman.
That made me laugh. The first time you did that, oh my God. That made me giggle so hard. And I was trying to be frozen.
Yeah.
What was your favorite bit, Granthony?
My favorite bit, like, that I did is definitely the CPR on the Scooby-Doo.
That's my favorite.
I love thinking about people who haven't seen the show listening to this podcast. They're like, okay, so the Baby Tar's screaming bloody murder, and Grant is giving CPR to Scooby-Doo?
I'm also throwing pillows at Batman.
Yeah, throwing pillows at Batman?
Quite an odd show, huh?
Quite an odd show, I'd say.
That's just scraping the surface.
Oh, I should clarify. So this is the story of Too Many Detectives at the Murder Mansion. So there's a Murder Mansion. I'm just going to describe the entire plot of the Murder Mansion, or at least set the scene. So there's a Murder Mansion, and oh no, somebody gets murdered at the Murder Mansion.
Gasp.
And all of these big detectives have to figure out who done it. But no, they're all suspects. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no. Oh, no. There's so many. We had Jackson was Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. The Hardy Boys. Scooby-Doo Gang.
Yeah, you were Joe Hardy.
Joe.
Joe Hardy.
Hardy, yes.
Joe Hardy of the Hardy Boys.
Me and Darren.
Grant, you were Shaggy of Scooby-Doo fame.
I was.
And you had Scooby-Doo on your hand.
I had puppet, a Scooby-Doo
you were
puppet.
Psychotic. Yeah, you were crazy. How did it feel playing a crazy man, Grant?
I definitely prefer that over, like, really serious person.
I respect that.
I also respect that.
Let me ask. You played Radar sophomore year.
Yeah.
And you got the comment a lot that I think you got several times this year of, this role is perfect for you. Or, to quote, this year, you've been preparing your entire life to play this role. How do you take that? And then, do you think that you relate more to Radar or Shaggy?
Good question.
I feel like, as a sophomore, I related more to Radar. But now I probably relate more to Shaggy because I just don't really care about, like, other people's opinions of me.
Would Radar care a lot about other people's opinions?
Yeah, he literally ran off stage squealing because he couldn't be with the girls.
Oh, I forgot about that bit.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Wait, who was it that was taking a drink? Was it you drinking at the bottom? At the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were taking... Oh, and then Darren came in and gave you...
Like, yeah. That was fully improvised at mid-stage.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I remember... Oh, that's bringing back memories.
Ah, reminisce.
Baby Tar, yes. Tech crew.
Ooh.
You're on... Okay, let me just say first, how important is tech crew?
Very important.
It's so important.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer my own question.
It's by far... It's just as important as the actors in my eyes because you're the sounds, the lights, the curtain. Like,
yeah.
You control everything the actors can't.
You can't have good actors without good tech.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'll ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the switch to acting like from freshman year tech to sophomore year acting?
I loved it. It was so good. I'm so glad I made the switch early. Because being on stage, you get like an adrenaline that you can't really get anywhere else.
Mm.
It's kind of addictive in a sense.
Do you think you're going to do other theatrical type things? Not specifically theater, but like, do you think you're going to do other things akin to one act in the future?
Are you saying like... One act in college or like job?
Like maybe a theater in future or like anything to chase that adrenaline.
It's definitely on the back burner. Like, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because,
yeah, like college, yeah. It's going to come down to how much am I working? How much school work do I got? Like, can I fit it into my schedule?
Yeah.
I would like to because I find acting fun.
Respect. Grant? Maybe? Yes, no?
I might if, like, I find a group of friends and, like...
They happen to be auditioning for the community theater?
Yeah, something like that, maybe, but as of now, I don't necessarily see myself, like, going out and, like, trying to be in theater just because I feel like I'm going to be busy with homework and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I ask, what do you think, one act in general, like being in the activity, what do you think it's done for you as a person?
Social anxiety out the window.
Really?
I would say. Like, I can be in public and I just, I'm not saying I'm like being rude to others, but I just don't care what they think.
That's great.
I don't care what they think about me. I'm just overall a better person because of that in my eyes.
I hope Wyatt
had that
realization.
Moment.
When he had to wear a dress on stage in front of the entire football team.
Yeah.
I hope he had that, you know? Because that'd be nice.
I don't know if he did.
Yeah, he did get made fun of a good amount.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do one act the next year.
And then he came back as Batman.
And then he came back as Batman, where
what
he was
shock.
Probably in a more revealing outfit.
Yeah, arguably. Actually, not arguably. Most definitely.
Yeah. Grant, what has one act done for you?
It's made me closer to, like, people, especially, like, when I was a freshman and sophomore. It helped me connect better with, like, the upperclassmen at the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's helped me, like, get kind of that connection with the lower classmen too. Mm-hmm. Just helping them feel more confident and comfortable around upperclassmen. And
oh, that's really nice.
It's an amazing cycle.
What would you say to underclassmen who are, or just anybody who's debating on going out for 1X?
Follow your heart.
Yeah. If you want to do 1X, do 1X. It's a fun activity. I mean, I feel like it's very beneficial, too, because you become a lot better at speaking in front of crowds.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's an important skill to have when you become an adult.
Indeed, indeed.
I'm not saying from experience, but I have a good feeling that's going to come in handy later on, like down the road.
Oh, yeah. Speaking is something you do everywhere.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grant, do you think people should do 1X?
I think if they want to do 1X, they should do it regardless of, like, if they think people are going to make fun of them for it.
If you're cool.
Yeah.
You're in theater.
Honestly, I'm kind of like, yeah.
At least try it.
I just lost my train of thought out of nowhere.
Train of thought. That's okay. Yeah. I hope that people don't get made fun of for being in 1X as much.
I could care less if I get made fun of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Like those underclassmen, they struggle with that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like
nobody would expect Wyatt to be like a theater kid.
Yeah.
Thank God he did.
And now he's like considering performing in theaters at college.
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, yeah. He is.
Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
That's hype.
That's a turnaround.
We should see if we can get him on this podcast. You can go run after him, whatever class he's in.
He's actually in the library.
Is he actually?
He's in Grossman's class.
Should we go get him?
Greetings and citation, fine.
Okay. So we found Miwai. We got him. Howdy. Welcome to the podcast.
Howdy.
Were you bullied? Were you sophomore year when you played
Ray?
Klinger.
I was indeed.
Were really? Why?
Especially the one time I showed up to wrestling practice with mascara. I forgot to wipe it off.
Oh.
So, yeah, Paxton Bartles kind of like beat me up. Not beat up. He always did the thing with slapping people. He was big into slapping. So he'd just come behind you and slap you. And like, I got a lot of slaps from him.
I'm sure this is very encouraging for the, the underclassmen who want to do 1X.
Well, like, not. Most kids, I was fine with it just because I'd slap them back most of the times. But. I mean, he was just bigger than me, so it like was a lot harder to slap him back. But
yeah,
that was about it, though.
Would you recommend to underclassmen and really anyone to do 1X?
I didn't mind it.
Hey, that was
a surprise. You come back, and I was like, oh wait, he's playing Batman. That makes sense.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably the only reason I did it. They told me, "You want to play Batman?" Like, oh, this is what I've been living for.
My calling.
I would love to. This is what all the Batman memes I've watched have been led to.
Would you are you going to do theater things in the future?
That depends. Cause like Mount Marty came up to me during the dinner. I mean, they came up to everybody.
Yeah.
But no, they came up to me and said, "Oh yeah, we'll look at your like financial packet and we'll see what we can do." It's like, you're telling me I can get paid to do 1X? Hear me out. Maybe.
There
I mean,
you go. Two scholarships.
Yeah. They said they had a football boy, but like. They're doing plays now, so it'd be hard. Or, like, during football season, so it'd be a little harder. But
or you could do the musical in the spring.
I couldn't do
it. I would suck at a musical.
You'd do great. I believe in you.
I'd have to be... See, like, I hope they don't want me for, like, actual acting. I'm more good at, like, goofing around. Silly,
oh, yeah.
Silly little goober kind of deals. Nothing is as serious stuff. That's hard to do.
Yeah. That's useful enough as well for a theater company.
Oh, you need
your goobers. Also.
Comedic timing.
Comedic timing's great.
I'm no Chris Farley, but I'll try.
Yeah, there you go. You're all right.
Your comedic timing this year was actually really good.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize it was that funny. I actually haven't even watched our whole play yet.
Really?
No.
I don't think I have either.
I saw it on Sports U, and it's like, I'll watch it later.
I've only seen bits and pieces.
I watched a practice. I haven't actually watched a competition.
Mm. That makes sense. You were on stage.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. What was your favorite bit from this year? Or line or anything?
Oh. Favorite bit? Does it have to be like related to the play or can it be like after the play?
You know what? Just go for after
any
the play.
Any part of the season.
Just go for it. It was definitely after conference when I'll say this because you guys understand it. It was when I got jokes for Robin being out of the cage. That was definitely some of
when
the more.
Robin got an outstanding actor award.
Yeah. That was definitely like some of it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm still like, I'll think about that. Like, yeah, it's definitely not going to haunt me later. But
that one guy that came up to you, he had no space to speak there.
No, he literally.
What?
Yeah, he may have been a bird watcher.
Yeah. That's perfect for it. He was a bird watcher.
That's terrible. I don't know how much of that I can keep in.
I know. That's the bad part. One act people know what we're talking about. Everyone else
you know
is
what?
Kind
yeah,
of in
that's
the dark.
A euphemism. We can keep that in because, no, you know what? We're talking about birds.
Yeah, yeah, birds.
We're,
yeah.
We're
talking about obviously. Robin, mm-hmm. Batman's sidekick.
Batman's sidekick, Robin.
Got out of the cage.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious because I was sitting there after the competition and he come up to me and was like, wow, this is bad. A couple girls actually followed me on Instagram. I'm not even kidding you. Like,
carried.
I'm not kidding.
That's like, hilarious.
The one act can get you chicks.
Yeah, that's a reason to go.
The rest of scenarios.
No, like straight up. Like I saw there's a Norfolk Catholic girl, and I had buddies from Norfolk Catholic, and I came up and like showed like, oh, you know this one? Yeah, dude, stay away from her. It's like, oh shoot, that doesn't make me feel any better.
Oh.
Then there is a girl from Boone who got my snap somehow. I don't know how.
Was that at the districts?
Not districts. No,
conference.
Oh, it's Jackson.
Oh yeah, that was yeah, Jackson. That was a
Jackson's was being the wingman. He was being the Robin.
Oh yeah.
Wingman, nice. I don't think you intended that joke, but it was great.
I'll allow it.
It came in there. No, that's pretty good. No, Jackson told me I better not fumble, or else I had to give him snap. That was our deal. Cause like,
what of this could I keep in? Do you think that you've gotten anything for being in one act?
I will say this. I'm definitely not as nervous around like talking in front of people.
There you go.
I will definitely say that. When you've walked in front of a couple hundred people in a dress, there's not exactly much you can be embarrassed by.
There you go.
Good point.
That's wonderful.
Well said.
Well said.
I will say that. If you're like, cause like my freshman year, I wasn't like terrible. I could hold conversations, but it was nervous starting conversations.
Yeah. For sure, yeah.
So I would say like if you do have problems talking to people, I would suggest one act.
Exposure therapy.
It definitely did help me.
Yeah, it's literally exposure therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't bring up. I guess this doesn't really work for you, but for for us, we're the first group to be with Holly all 4 years.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Our director, Holly Wortman. Shout outs.
Best woman ever.
Stud.
Best ever.
Best director ever.
Yeah. What do you think Holly does for the team? That's the question. That's the broad question.
I think she's really good at giving it to you nicely.
Yes.
Yeah. So if like there's something really harsh to say, she puts it in like a little bow tie and like a goodie basket. And it's like, no, it's not that bad. And then you think on it when you get home and go, oh, it is that bad.
She also like gives up a lot of her own personal time and money even.
Oh, yeah.
Like for the team.
Oh, and shout out Chris. Sure.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris. W, oh, my God. Man. Chris, handyman. He literally built the freaking set.
And chopped 14 inches off at districts.
He did chop 14 inches off at districts.
Do we want to dive into detail on that one?
So at districts, Baby Tar, you wrote the article. Go for
it. I guess. So at districts, the stage was had a very low central ceiling, and our set has a very high central point. Mm-hmm. So we had to make adjustments to the set. There was two platforms. There was two platforms that had these really long legs, and we had to use tools from the school shop. Shout out West Point, and we had to shave off 14 inches off of our set. So it could just barely fit onto the stage.
Yep.
Basically what happened.
Thank you, Chris. While we were all going over our Spotify raps.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Mine was Apple Music, but yeah.
Yeah.
Apple Music. On top.
Weirdos, get out of here.
My mom pays for it. That's the only reason. Yeah, I just
off of my sister. So
we got the family plan.
I just make new accounts and download my playlist so I get the 2 months for free.
That's smart. I've never thought about that, but that's smart.
And then I edit the playlist on my original account.
Okay. Yeah, but then that's just too much work.
But I get it for free, so.
I guess that makes sense.
You know what is one thing I kind of miss not going to state? Is both other years we went to state, I didn't get a hoodie. And I was like, this year, if we go to state, I'm getting a hoodie.
Oh, you were so excited to get a hoodie?
Man, I can't get my hoodie.
Oh.
Shucks.
Yeah, let's go off that. How do you feel with that season being over?
Oh.
It's weird. But yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know. I wasn't as, like, involved as you guys. Like, you guys put a lot more time and effort than I did. So, it's like, for me, it's like, oh, shoot, we didn't make state. I kind of wanted to, but it's not, like, the end of the world.
Yeah.
But that's just me, because I've only been in for 2 years.
Grant. Oh, baby Tar.
I think that Lutheran honestly deserved the win. Yeah. I think their play was really well thought out. I thought everyone was acting really nicely on stage.
It was good.
Yeah. I would consider that a near perfect play.
I was saying that I'm not. I said I'm like sad that we didn't go to state, yeah, but I'm sure. Not mad that they did go to state.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
It also I liked how humble they were about winning.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say past school from past year that we lost to. You two would know.
Mm-hmm.
We do not speak of that school.
Random school. Well, I'm gonna bleep, and I'm gonna put this over here. Random school. Okay.
I was just gonna say the school name over and over and over, so you had to bleep every time I said it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate random school. Yeah.
They weren't really humble when they won that our freshman year. They were, in a sense,
giving it away.
Yeah, they were in a sense cocky, and it kind of like aggravated me.
Yeah, I'm not mad that they had a good play.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grant, how do you feel about the season being over? And one act, your whole career in one act being over.
I'm not too, like, butthurt about it. Like, yeah, I like doing it, but it was more just, like, something fun to be doing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here, I would say.
It was, like, I didn't take it too seriously, so obviously, yeah, I wanted to do good and I wanted to perform to the best of my ability, but I was more, I don't know, I feel like what you guys said, it's disappointing that we didn't make it, but I'm glad that they were the ones that did make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah that's very nice to have. At least we have that and we can root for them.
Yeah,
I guess. Well, that's all I've got. Baby Tar, you got any comments?
I want to say something, but we'd have to cut it out.
Okay. All right, well, that's wild. Anywho, thank you for podcasting.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read this outro. Thank you for listening to the Crawford Warrior Podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole, and everyone that we have as guests. We all have fun here. You can catch us on Instagram at Crawford Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Crawford Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. If you want just me, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You got any place you want to shout out? Any of you?
I'm good.
I'm okie dokie.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I do my Instagram, but I don't even know what it is off the top of my
Honestly,
head.
Honestly, I don't know any of my stuff off the top of my head.
That's okay. I have it written down on my doc.
I just use TikTok as a dopamine IV drip bag.
Yeah. Well, you got any final thoughts?
No. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I've said enough.
Well, thank you. Good evening.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
You have a good day.